I'm Sir Mark. Since starting my YouTube channel last year, so many people have called me Sir Mark. Down in the comments or when they send me emails, they say, "Hi, Sir Mark." That's amazing. That's great. Nobody in Canada would call me Sir Mark. So that's really amazing. You know, I made a lesson recently on Western culture. And one thing I didn't mention is that I think non-Western cultures are very often more respectful and affectionate. More respectful and affectionate. That's how I feel about a lot of other cultures. Albanian culture, Indian culture, okay, Brazilian culture, like all these different cultures, I think are generally more affectionate and very often more respectful, especially to teachers or to, you know, to other people, like professionals, like doctors, or just maybe even in general. So that is just amazing. It's so great. You know, for example, a lot of people, a lot of my students say things like this, Hi, dear, down in the comments, or I hear this all the time, okay, people saying, "Hi, dear." Now, what I want to tell you is actually, we don't use this. If you come to Canada, it's better if you don't use this, because it sounds sort of awkward. Okay, I like it. It's a very good thought. It's, you know, you're showing that you like someone, you're respecting them, but actually, you know, it's a little bit awkward if you say this. It's different. Okay, Canadians wouldn't say this usually. I mean, there could be some, you know, maybe old people who would say this, "Hi, dear." But you know what? I never hear native English speakers say this, ever. I never hear this. Maybe it's more of a British thing. Maybe that's why people in India use this when they speak English, because maybe it's a British thing. I don't know. Do you know? Let me know down there in the comments if you know why people use this. But I've heard a lot of other people use this, like Russians, South Americans. So I want to know, where do you learn this from? Who taught this to you? Why do you say "hi, dear"? Because native English speakers, we don't say it. At least Canadians, Americans, we don't say "hi, dear." Okay, at least none of my friends do. So I think it's better if you don't use that. Also, like Sir Mark, we wouldn't say that in English. I like it, it's nice, but it would be better to say "hi, sir," or "hi, Mark." You can't use both at the same time. "Hi, Sir Mark," that doesn't really, it's just a little bit awkward if you would call someone that, okay? So with teachers, sometimes you might not know what to call your teacher, right? Well, it's very common in Western culture for people to call their teachers by their first names. Not kids. Kids are usually taught to call their teachers like Mr. or Mrs. Smith or that kind of thing. But in university, if you go to university in North America, it's very common for the professor to say, "You can call me Doug," or "You can call me John," or "Mary," okay? So, yeah, I mean, that's happened a lot in my university experience. But if that doesn't happen, if the teacher doesn't say that, then you should use one of these forms of address. You should say, you know, "Hi, Mr. Whatever," or "Ms." Now, I made a lesson on the differences between these. I'll post the lesson at the end of this video somewhere up here if you want to know, for example, what "Ms." means, the difference between these things. Now, with a boss, that's even more casual in most situations. Okay, so many people use their boss's first name. Okay, that's very common. I've had jobs here in Canada, you know, and you call your boss by their first name. You know, maybe in some professions, for example, if you work in a hospital, the doctor, you would probably call them doctors, so and so. You probably wouldn't use their first name, but for normal jobs, like if you work at a restaurant or you work at you know, anywhere, any like a shopping mall or a store, anything, you would probably just call your boss by their first name. Now, this might seem crazy for you, especially if you're from like Japan or China or Korea, those countries, you would never call your boss by their first name, right? But actually, it's very common here in like Western culture. I'm not sure. I haven't spent too much time in the U.S. or in England, but I know it's probably the same there. I mean, if you don't know, or if you're new, maybe if you just met your boss, or if you're having a job interview, you should use one of these. But the chances are pretty high that after a little while, or after a few interactions, you'll just use their first name. Okay, that happens a lot. So, like I said, with a doctor, you would probably say Dr. Brown. Okay, especially if you're calling, you know, on a phone. Let's say you're speaking to a receptionist, then you would say, "Hi, can I speak with Dr. Brown?" You wouldn't say, "Hi, can I speak with John?" that would be crazy. Okay, anyone else, you know, like if you're calling a business or if you're calling, you know, just anybody, you would say, "Hi, is Mr. something there?" Unless they're, you know, your friends or your, if it's a close relationship, but if it's any sort of a public thing where you don't know the person, then it would be better to use one of these things. Okay, now what about aunts and uncles? With aunts and uncles, what do you, in your culture, how do you talk to your aunts and uncles? Well, in English, we very often just use their first name, like, "Hi John, hi Mary," or we use the word uncle and aunt before the name, like, "Hi Uncle John, hi Aunt Mary," or "Auntie, auntie. Usually kids use the word auntie. "Hi Auntie Mary," or "Auntie." "Aunt," "aunt," there are two different ways you can pronounce that word. "Auntie," "auntie," "aunt," "aunt." Okay, can be a little bit confusing. Just pick whatever one you like better. Okay, so that's how we would talk, you know, to our uncles and aunts. Now, grandparents, well, we would just say grandma and grandpa. Okay, you would never use their first name. Now, if you want to distinguish between your grandparents, let's say you have two grandmas, right? And you want to distinguish between them. Let's say you're talking to your brother. Okay, then you would say, like, "Grandma Smith." You would use the last name, "Grandma Smith," or, you know, "Grandma Clausen." "Let's go to Grandma Clausen's house tomorrow. Let's go visit Grandma Smith." Okay, same for grandpa. You'd use the last name. Now, what about parents? Well, parents, we just use mom and dad. Okay, we rarely even use mother and father. That's a difference between English learners and native English speakers. Most English learners, you know, that I work with, they use the words mother and father. They would say, "My mother is in the hospital," or "My father is at work." That's fine. You can use that. But most of the time, we would just say mom and dad. That's how native English speakers talk for almost anything. I mean, maybe if it's a very formal situation, you would say, you know, "My father works as an engineer." But even that, like, I can't imagine a situation where I would use the word father instead of dad. In any situation, I would just say, "Ah, my dad works as a, you know, a carpenter or a doctor or an engineer." Okay? Now, what about friends? Well, with friends and siblings, brothers, sisters, okay, you would just use their first name all the time, or maybe even a nickname. Do you know what a nickname is? A nickname is just like a friendly name, a cute name, something personal that you call someone, okay? Now, if you're from another culture, there's a very good chance that you'll be in situations where you don't know what to do. You don't know. So I want to give you a tip. Okay, and the tip is that if you don't know, like, whether to call your boss Mr. or Sir or Mrs. or, you know, or if you don't know what to call your teacher, the tip is just avoid it. Just avoid it. You don't even have to worry about it. Just don't use their name. Just don't use any form of address. Okay, if they say hi, just say, hi, how are you? Good morning, how's your day going? Okay, those are very polite things. You never have to use their name, you never have to use their title, at least in most situations. Maybe if someone asks you, you know, who is your teacher? What is your teacher's name? You know, you could say, you know, Mr. Gordon Brown, or something like that. Yeah, but in most situations, you can just avoid it, and that's totally fine. That's polite. Now, in your culture, I don't know, it might be different, where you have to have some title, some form of address. For example, maybe in India, you know, people are very respectful. They always say, hi, sir, or hi, ma'am. It might seem rude for them to take away that title and just say hi. But actually, in Western culture, that's totally fine. It's polite. So, and it's easier because then you don't have to worry if you got the, you know, it right. You don't have to worry about it. You can just avoid it and say hi. Hello. Good morning. Good evening. Good night. Okay. For most of my teachers, for most of my bosses, for most of everybody, I just avoid these things. For example, like your friend's parents, right? What do you call your friend's parents? Well, here in North America, like in Canada, the US, I think we generally just say maybe the first name. I've noticed the first name. Now, I don't really like that. I think there should be more respect. But a lot of people call their friends' parents just like by their first name, John, Mary. Okay, personally, I just avoid it. But if I did have to call them by something, I might say Mr. Smith or, you know, Mrs. Brown or something like that. But, you know, that's my tip. It just, you don't need to worry about it. Just avoid it. Hey, if you like getting tips like this, I'd be so happy if you subscribe to my channel right down there. Okay, so I want to learn from you. How do you address people in your culture? Is it more formal or is it more casual than English? You know, maybe you have to say sir. Maybe you have to say, you know, Mrs. or Mr. Let me know that. I want to know what your culture is and the answer to this question down there in the comments. And I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.